The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
Now, my next guest is an incredible person because she has broken a record. Not just any old record, and not just a random record. It was actually this week, at the beginning of the week on Monday. Rachel Lee, she's a firefighter with Dublin Fire Brigade in Phibsborough, D-Watch, and she swam the channel between Northern Ireland and Scotland as part of a three-person relay team, where other members of the team included her husband. Yeah. Rachel, good morning to
Hi, Maggie, how are you going? Thanks for having me.
Well, listen, how are you doing?
Good.
Are you sore? Are you tired after
that? A bit tired, but very overwhelmed. I don't think it's really hit home yet, but so just...
Congratulations on your world record. 34 and a half kilometres.
Yeah.
From Donaghadee in County Down.
Yeah.
All the way over to Port Patrick in Scotland.
Yes, yes.
That's pretty incredible. That's a long old stretch of water.
It is. And that's how the crow flies. So really, you swim about 40 kilometres, 45 kilometres because the currents are so strong.
How long did it take you?
It took us 9 hours and 20 minutes.
What was the record before that? What were you trying to beat?
We were trying to beat 9 hours, 34 minutes. But there was a solo person. So that's an American girl called Michelle, who's amazing. Did the whole thing on her own solo. Like, so she's incredible. So we'd like to go quicker than her because there's 3 of us. And then the other, there was a 5-person relay that did it, I think in 2016, in 9 hours, 55. So we just wanted to try and...
Well, you did. Well, yeah, exactly. And your husband was part of the relay
team
as well.
Yeah.
And who was the third person?
Ronan Joyce, our friend Ronan Joyce, Big Row, we call him.
Okay, yeah. Big Row. Big Row, your husband and yourself.
Yeah.
Why? Why did you want to do this crazy thing?
Well, there's a few things. We're all swimmers. We coach open water swimming with Ocean Breakers, and we're all ex-national, international swimmers. We've all done solos at the English Channel, but we said we'd do something together. But also, we also did it as a plastic awareness because we just can't get over the amount of single-use plastic and what we're finding in our oceans, and it's become really, really worrying. So we just wanted to bring a bit of awareness about that.
Okay, so what was, and how did you get around that then? What did you do? Was that just for a charity then? Or?
Well, what we did was when I was doing the English Channel, I just couldn't get over when I was training just how much plastic was in the oceans, bottles, cups, plastic bags. I was hitting the face a few times from it, and I just said, okay, this enough is enough. We've all got young kids. Ronan has twins, I have twins, and we just wanted to maybe have the oceans free for them, because by 2050 there's going to be more plastic than fish in the sea.
That's frightening.
Yeah, it really is.
It's fascinating that you see it like in the middle. Yeah. So you're swimming across a vast open space of water and you're getting hit in the face by stuff.
Yeah, but mostly you see it on the shore. So when you're going in for training, you see it all on the shore there because it's been swept in by the currents and tides. So we try and clean up as much as we can, bring awareness to the kids, liaise with Clean Coasts. And we're really lucky to be sponsored by Kingspan, who are trying to get 1 billion bottles collected and recycled to use in their materials. So all this is coming together and we're just trying to get a lot of awareness out there.
Good for you guys. So listen, you took off, and I know that whenever you do any sort of a big swim like this, the conditions are very important.
Yes. Yeah.
So it happened on Monday. Did you know, when you woke up? Okay.
So we had booked in for a week in July. That's when our pilot from Infinity, Borg, had booked us in to try and do it that week, because you only get a certain window to do it. So by Friday, he said, no, look, it's just not going to happen Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And we knew that we weren't really going to go out then because that was our chance close. So I was back on work Saturday, got a text on Saturday evening saying possibly it might happen, be ready. 11:30 on Sunday, I was in work, I was out in the ambulance. I didn't have my phone on me. And then when I finally got to my phone, because I was actually really busy, I see a text from Kevin, who was on our crew, saying, check your messages. You're going tomorrow morning.
Oh, gosh.
So I had to get home, get up to North and... Get accommodation, get everything sorted. And the 5 of us, my mum was on the crew, our friend Kevin.
Take us back now. So you work a really busy shift.
Yeah.
Now you said you're in the ambulance, but you're with Dublin Fire Brigade.
But we're all paramedics as well.
Paramedics,
it was my turn to be on the ambulance, yeah.
So you had a busy day.
Yeah, a mad day, yeah.
And then off you go up to the North.
Yeah.
And were you feeling tired?
We were just so nervous because we didn't know what to expect. We had thought that we weren't going to get up, so we thought, oh, look, maybe the end of August we might get out. So we kind of put out of our minds. We had unpacked everything already. And then we had to get everything back together, get the kids minded. Like I said, we both have twins. Mm. And so it was just, we have a great family support though. But we just got up there and we said, look, you know, you cannot, as my neighbour said, when opportunity arises, you can't say no. So we said, let's go for it.
And I take it then when you say everything was packed, I take it you did this in like full snorkel gear and wetsuits
and
flippers.
No, you're only allowed to wear one pair of togs, hat and goggles.
One pair of togs.
Yeah.
So what did you have? A swimsuit on your legs?
Just a normal swimsuit, yeah. And the lads out there put your smugglers on them and that was it, yeah.
Was it cold?
It was freezing.
I mean, you're talking about from the north over to Scotland.
Yeah,
like.
Well, the whole thing about the North Channel is compared to the English Channel, it's a lot colder. It's really hostile waters. The currents are a lot stronger and they have a lot of jellyfish, lion's mane jellyfish.
Now, tell me about the lion's mane. No, well, first of all, take us back to the beginning. So you go out in a boat, first of all.
Yes, so what happens, you have to meet at a little harbour. We met in Bangor and we had to be, we were actually really lucky with the tides because normally might start at 4 a.m. So we had to meet at 6:30. So we got up at 5, you know, get the hot thermoses ready, fill them up with our kettle. And,
did you have a bowl of porridge?
No, I didn't eat anything. Nothing. No, I don't think any of us ate anything. And so then we went to the drove, had everything packed, drove the two cars to the harbour, unpacked everything, got on the boat. Had to then get the boat then to where it starts in Dunnacadie, and then you wait for 5 to 8, and Tom, who was going first, had to then jump from the boat, swim up to the start, get up on a rock, and then go.
And who was there? Who were the official kind of people who were there checking to make sure that it was
to ratify the swim, you have to have an official from the Irish Long Distance Swimming Association. So a guy named Ian was on the boat, and then our pilot was Charles, and a guy from Sean from Infinity, who we were escort vessel and... Sure
so when you said Ronan was the first one in, or Tom?
No,
Tom was the first one in. So when he went in then, was the boat following really close to him?
Yeah,
or
so he's right beside the boat.
Okay.
So the boat guides you and you swim.
And were you talking to him?
No. Oh, we don't talk at all when we swim.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
We didn't stop. So there are transitions. So when Tom is coming up to his hour, so I'd be at the side of the boat. And
so each of you swim for an hour at a time.
An hour at a time. An hour in, 2 hours out. And the ratifier would say, right, 30 seconds. I'd stand at the end and he'd go 3, 2, 1. And I would jump in or dive in, swim past Tom, keep swimming, and he'd go to the back of the boat to get up a ladder.
Okay. And so you did an hour in the water swimming, constantly swimming.
Yeah.
Constantly swimming. Okay. And then you're 2 hours in the boat. And
shivering, freezing.
I was going to say, the 2 hours in the boat, then what are you doing?
Well, the first hour, it was convulsions for about an hour, really, really cold. And then it was great. We had two crew members with us, Kevin and my mum. So they were like just getting stressed, getting us warm. So I just sit there, try and get warm. And then you're thinking, oh my God. I was actually praying an orc would eat me because I was just so miserable after the first hour. And then you just have to get ready to go back in again.
But it's interesting that you say you don't talk. So like, are you not kind of thinking about the guy who's in the water? Are you thinking I should be giving him a little bit of...
No, because there's like someone else sitting there. So Rowan, when I was swimming, Rowan was watching me. And then when Tom was swimming, after an hour, I'd go and watch him. You'd just be giving the thumbs up.
Okay,
you know, but he wouldn't talk. No.
Okay.
Because if you lose your stroke rate, you'll
So 9 hours, 20 minutes, I can't figure out the maths quickly enough. So how many times were you in then?
I was in 3 times.
3 times, okay.
And Tom was in 4 times.
And like when it came to the third hour then that you did?
Third hour was the best hour.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Because
you could see Scotland. Right. The sun was on our back and it was really, really choppy.
Okay.
So we love the chop. So,
oh, why? Why was the choppy easier?
Oh, we just like the chop. It just kind of gets your head away from everything. And when I was choppy, I felt like the lion's mane were lower below me. They wouldn't come up high. So,
So the jellyfish. We've got to talk about the jellyfish, the lion's mane.
Yeah.
Not tiny little jellyfish. I mean,
no, they're huge.
Big lads.
Yeah,
right.
Colossal.
How many jellyfish
were
around?
Well, I heard before they'd be like thousands and I was going, oh, come on, there's just no way. And when Tom was in first, what happens is the guy at the top of the boat with a whistle and he blows a whistle and you'll hear the whistle, you put your head up and he'll go left or right. That means you go swimming left or swim right.
He's blowing the whistle to tell you about the jellyfish?
Yeah, that he can see at the top. So he's kind of swimming past them. But when you're swimming down and I look down, I could not believe there's just thousands of them. And they're coming from all different angles, all different colours. Oh my God, it was
How
just...
did that not put you off? I mean, let me tell you, I would have been screaming and then I would have been drowning and then I would have been screaming.
There was a few screams and we did get stung quite a lot. But listen, it's all in your head and we just wanted to do it.
Were the stings sore?
Yeah. And Tom and Rowan both got stung in their face. I was lucky, I was just stung on my arm and leg, so yeah.
And are you scarred like or anything?
No, it was grand. It takes about 24 hours and it just gets really kind of hot. But when he got back in the water, actually, the salt water is really good for stings, so it kind of cooled it down again, so
God. Right, okay, so that was the jellyfish.
Yes.
And then it turns out, there was an orca following you.
Yes, well, I know following us, but there was a photo put up that they didn't tell us at the time. There was drones out and they were keeping an eye on the orca. And there was one behind us in the fifth hour when I was in the water. And we have photos of it breaching and it's just amazing.
So the fin is up above.
Yeah.
And it's kind of...
Yeah, and they can swim like 24 knots, 30 knots. They're so fast. So they would just... But they eat herrings, so hopefully.
Okay, but so you had no idea that this orca,
and the pilots
huge
did.
Fish was
Yeah. And just as well they didn't tell us because... You just don't want to know those kind of
things. And the lads on the boat knew, but the pilot, not the swimmers.
Yeah.
My goodness. But that's an incredible photo,
yeah,
isn't
it?
To have.
Yeah, it is. It is cool.
You know, that you're there in the water and this big fin is behind you.
I know. And our kids think we're pretty cool.
Of course they do. How old are the kids?
Well, Bruce and Lex are 6 and Anna and Reena are 9.
And they're delighted.
Delighted, yeah.
Proud of Mammy and Daddy.
Oh, they are, yeah, yeah.
This is, I mean, the challenge is incredible. And the fact that you were doing it to highlight so many important issues as well.
Yes.
How are you feeling now? I mean, you broke the record, which is obviously great. Did they tell you straight away then that you'd done it? Obviously they knew.
Yeah, they have to ratify it, but once we were up, we knew, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What did you do in Scotland when you got off the boat?
Well, when you get to Scotland, you climb up on the rock and you have to be all go, yay. And then my mum and Kevin swam in with us as well. That was great. Then you got to jump off the rock, get back on the boat. And it was brilliant because the boat was so fast. We were back in Bangor an hour and a half.
Oh, fantastic.
So that was it. Yeah, you don't do it in Scotland.
And did you have a bit of a celebration that night?
We went straight back to where we were staying and we had dinner and a few drinks. Yeah, but we were all wrecked in bed by 12.
I was going to say, you deserved the early night. What's it, like you said that you swim anyway. Like, do you swim on a daily basis in the sea?
Yeah, we swim every day.
Where do you swim?
I swim the Aquatic Centre in Blanchardstown, and we swim in the sea in the summertime as well. So we juggle it around work. It's really hard to juggle with kids and everything. So it's early in the morning or late at night, so it's not interfering in their time.
Husband is also a firefighter.
Yes, yeah.
And Ronan is a firefighter.
Yeah. No, Ronan works in IT. Yeah.
He works in IT. Yeah. Okay, fantastic. If people are kind of thinking, I'd like to do something like that, I'd like to swim from Northern Ireland to Scotland. Yeah. I mean, you're a really good swimmer, and like you said, you were a professional swimmer one point. I mean, would you have to be that sort of level to take on something like this?
Well, you want to have a lot of mileage and you want to be well, especially for the North Channel, you want to have a lot of preparation done. Acclimatisation and mental health is just really, really important, and I know that you want to do it. But to take on any channel, I believe anyone, if they really want to do it, they can do it, but you want to put in years of work.
Fantastic.
Years and years.
Listen, Rachel Lee, well done to you. And you're
thanks
off
so
work
much.
For a few days
back
now.
Back in on Friday,
back into Phibsborough, D-Watch, Dublin Fire Brigade on Friday. Yeah. Good for you. A world record holder now. Congratulations after swimming the channel between Northern Ireland and Scotland. Rachel Lee, well done to you, your husband Tom Healy, and Ronan Joyce as well. We'll take a break.
Thanks so much.